This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time to check Steve's voicemail. 877-29-STEVE, 877-29-STEVE is the number. All right, Steve, let's go to the phones. We got line one, Carlton in Chicago.
Hey, Steve Harvey and family. Carlton Murray, loving you in Chicago, man. It's cold.
That's it. That's
okay.
Nice. Okay. He had to hang up.
Well, Carlton, gotta go. I've lived in Chicago twice in the early 90s, and I lived there again from 2005 to 2012, 13, 15. I lived 5 years in Chicago, and it is cold. It is the coldest place in the United States I've ever lived, and it's cold. Beautiful city in the summer, but the crazy thing was I was never there in the summer. Always had to leave to go tape shows somewhere. And then when I came back in September. So all I saw was a couple of nice little days, but they wasn't really nice. And then after that, here comes hail in the form of frost.
The Hulk, baby, got some
man. Vicious in Chicago, but great city, man. Great people. Great radio station there, V103. I'm talking about some real smart people in radio up there, man. I've been fans of Chicago radio for a long time, but no one does radio the way Chicago does.
Yes.
No one. Chicago was a radio city.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know,
yes.
And the dude Feeder that used to report on radio, he jacked me one time. He jacked me one time, but that's neither here nor there. But, you know, you can't stop it because we got good-ass ratings up there, so whatever. Right. Right.
Okay.
What you got to write, you know.
All right, Carlton. Thank you. Stay
Carlton.
Warm. Yeah. All right, let's go to line two, Steve. This caller just has a question about comedy.
Hey, Steve, I'm a big fan of yours. Have been for a long time. I have one question. If you were going to pass off your King Comedy crown, who would you pass it to?
That's a good question. Well, living today, right now, is Dave Chappelle. This is my personal Mount Rushmore of comedy.
Okay.
Excluding Richard Pryor, because he's a plaque by himself.
Okay.
Richard Pryor is a monument himself. My Mount Rushmore of comedy outside of Richard Pryor, for me, now keep in mind, I'm 64. It's Dave Chappelle, Chris Rock, Cedric the Entertainer. I just know comedy, man, and how these dudes write and how they are on stage when they in their best element. Mm-hmm. I got Rock, I got Chappelle, I got Cedric. I'm just be honest with you, man. If I looked at my body of work and what I did, I would put myself on that wall. Mm-hmm. 'Cause when I was doing it, I was that to me.
Okay. Are you that to a lot of people?
And I'm just being real with you. But then I'm just impartial, man. Bernie would be on that because of the way he worked. People don't really understand comedy.
Bernie.
And then I would have to say, after saying myself, Bernie has said, I have to include D.L. Hughley, because the kings of comedy was an event that's never been done prior and never been duplicated after. The Kings of Comedy, man, was the four of us as a unit. It's undeniable in history of comedy. I don't care who you are. Now, if you're being honest, I'm talking about that collective group of dudes did something that had never been done before and has never been done since, period. For me, man, my dollars in terms of dudes that's on stage that's really vicious, Earthquake.
Quake is a legend.
Now, in that level right there, but they've taken it to another level. He gets a huge monument is Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart gets a plaque for the way he's diversified his stand-up. Now, Eddie and Richard, that's somewhere else. Mm-hmm. We ain't talking about them.
All right. Thank you, Steve. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.